Track 9, 12 Days of a Norfolk Christmas. We're a fabulously festive county, so enjoy these cumulative 364 gifts, including birds and milk-based delicacies, treasure hoards and Norfolk lords.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Two types of pears are believed to be Norfolk natives, the red robin, which was included in the Pygmies Wood Heritage Orchard at Nacton near North Walsham, and the Haken's Incomparable, originally found in Downham Market. Neither native Norfolk pear tree is likely to have a ground-nesting partridge perched in its branches, but there are red-legged partridges across the county, and the rare native grey partridge can sometimes be spotted in West Norfolk nature reserves.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves.
Turtle doves, did you know, are so rare that Operation Turtle Dove was set up 10 years ago at Pensthorpe, near Fakenham, with the RSPB and Natural England to try and save the species. Pensthorpe is now home to a captive breeding flock of turtle doves, and in the spring, rare turtle doves return from overwintering in Africa to places such as the RSPB Reserve at Titwell Marsh or the Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Foxley Wood.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens.
Les poulets français are all very bien, but here we have Norfolk hens, including the Norfolk grey, first bred in Heffel near Wyndham around 1910. It almost died out before it had got started after its breeder, Frank Myhill, went off to fight in the First World War. His chickens bred with other hens, so he had to recreate his Black Maria, the name he first gave the Norfolk grey, which is actually more black than grey, when he returned home. And in 1974, just four birds remained, but they formed the basis of a Norfolk grey revival.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four canary birds.
Yes, we're going with the 19th century version of the Christmas counting carol, which substituted canary for collie or calling. There are four canaries matches this month, and four canary goals at each would be worth singing about.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five gold rings.
The 2,000-year-old golden torques, or neck rings, discovered at Snettisham were part of one of the most significant archaeological finds in Western Europe. The treasure haul included almost 180 twisted gold and silver neck rings, plus bracelets, rings, ingots and coins. In 1948, a farm worker, deep ploughing a field, struck pieces of twisted metal, and taking them to be part of a brass bed frame, he left them at the edge of the field for several days. They were eventually identified as Iron Age torques, which had been buried in shallow pits, especially cut into the rock. And one theory is that they were part of the treasury of the Iceni tribe, and they can be seen at Norwich Castle Museum and the British Museum in London.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying.
Have a gander at these six goosey facts. More than 100,000 pink-footed geese fly in from Iceland for a winter holiday on the comparatively warm Norfolk coast. Huge flocks of pink-footed geese fly in and out of their winter roosts at dawn and dusk.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming.
Although they could not swim far, in the swan pit at Norwich's historic Great Hospital, the only remaining swan pit in Britain, was used to fatten swans for eating right up to the mid-20th century, when grain shortages during the Second World War meant the swans could no longer be fed. The master of the Great Hospital was entitled to fatten, cull and serve the swans for feasts, and the 18th century rectangular pond can still be seen from Norwich's riverside path between Pull's Ferry and the Cow Tower.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking.
Swap maids a-milking for maid of milk, and your Christmas feast can include eight Norfolk delights, such as a cheese board laden with Binham Blue, Norfolk Dapple, Norfolk White Lady and Norfolk Mardler. Complete your feast with yoghurt from Norton's Dairy in Church Farm, Frettenham, and mince pie ice cream from Lakenham Creamery, Christmas pudding ice cream from Ronaldo's, and one of the festive flavours of chocolate from Knorr, all based in Norwich.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine ladies dancing.
Fans travel hundreds of miles to see the Christmas show, which takes over the tiny village of Firsford every November and December. As Britain's biggest Christmas show, the dazzling mix of carols, show songs, music, dance, exuberant costumes, sentiment, nostalgia, and sky-high production values features many more than nine ladies dancing. This Christmas spectacular runs until the 23rd.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me ten lords a-leaping.
Number one, Lord Nelson. Born in 1758 in Burnhamthorpe, Horatio Nelson grew up to become England's greatest hero.
Number two, Thomas Lord. The founder of Lord's Cricket Ground grew up in Diss. He loved cricket, and when he moved to London, the future Duke of Richmond funded his first cricket ground. His third opened in 1814 and became the home of cricket worldwide.
Number three, Lord Cook. The first Earl of Leicester, Thomas Cook, built a mansion at Holcombe, now lived in by his descendant Thomas Cook, the eighth Earl of Leicester. Events this Christmas include candlelit tours of the house and Bark the Canine Angels Sing, a carol service for dogs.
Number four, the Marquess of Cholmondeley of Houghton Hall near Fakenham has become known for the art exhibitions held in the house and grounds of the extraordinarily lavish mansion originally built for his ancestor, Britain's first Prime Minister, Robert Walpole.
Number five, the Marquess of Townsend of Raynham Hall near Fakenham lives on the estate which his family has farmed for almost 1,000 years. Famous ancestors include another Charles Townsend, who became known as Turnip Townsend for his agricultural reforms.
Number six, life peer Greville Howard of Castle Rising can trace his family back to the first Earl of Arundel, who built his now ruined castle back in 1138.
Number seven, the current Duke of Norfolk lives in Arundel in Sussex rather than Norfolk, although an ancestor had a palace on the Duke Street in Norwich, and another funded the building of Norwich Roman Catholic Cathedral.
Number eight, the Lord Mayor of Norwich is Kevin Maguire, whose career was in health and safety and psychology and was elected as a Labour councillor in 2016.
And nine and ten, the Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, who represents the King and the County, is Philippa Dannett, the Lady Dannett. She is the first female Lord Lieutenant of the County in the entire 470 years of the role. Her husband, the Lord Dannett, was made a Lord after a military career, culminating in him leading the British Army. He is a member of the House of Lords and is also one of Norfolk's deputy Lord Lieutenants.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping.
The Pipe Club of Norfolk, which celebrates its 50th anniversary next year, actually has 12 members. They enjoy monthly meetings with smoking contests, quizzes, talks and walks, and came to national attention when their newsletter featured in the missing words round of Have I Got News for You? And, of course, Santa, the stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He's an honorary member.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming.
The City of Norwich Pipe Band currently has 11 drummers drumming, but also 12 pipers piping. It was founded more than 40 years ago and is regularly booked for local, national and international events. Weekly practice nights in Wyndham include tuition for new members for anyone interested in helping to make it a full 12 drummers drumming.
And a partridge in a pear tree.